Dude, there's a guy tonight at Philly's Funniest that did a fucking harsh Asian accent.
Did he really?
It was so fucking funny.
God damn.
He was doing it. I was like, man, this guy's doing my whole fucking act. This is my whole act. He got up there. He was like, oh, Rotso Rockapoot. It was so fucking bad, dude.
That's never not funny. If someone does that, I instantly laugh. It doesn't matter
sure.
where I am.
For sure. Especially when it's bombing, dude. It's the funniest thing. Best. He was doing a bad racist Asian accent to fucking bombing.
Oh,
man.
That's my dad's top shit. If you go into a restaurant that's any... If you go into a restaurant that doesn't just sell like steaks and burgers, if it's any ethnicity,
yeah.
My dad just starts talking, whatever it is.
Oh, man.
Italian, he goes in, he's like, oh, mamma mia, mamma mia, real loud. You know, an Asian place, he's like, oh, the very good. And you're like, dude, chill, man.
Damn, that's
you
bad.
You can't be doing it.
I made fun of my sister lived in New York for a while. After college, she lived in New York. And the first time I went up to visit her, fuck, I forget what it was. It wasn't quesadillas, but it was something. We went to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'll have the, oh, it was flautas. Is that a thing?
A flautas, yeah.
Yeah. She was like, can
I don't know what they are.
She was like, can I get an order of the flautas? And I was like, dude.
Your sister said that?
Katie. I was like, what the fuck was that? You live in a city for a fucking year and all of a sudden you're like cultured. Get the fuck out of here. She's like, can I have an order of the flautas?
Oh,
I was
like, so don't fucking ever fucking funny.
Do that. Never do that. I'll fucking order quesadillas.
Hell yeah, dude.
Before I fucking say the dia.
My mom says salsa.
Good.
Mom's
show
like,
some respect
some
to their culture.
Exactly.
Just stay out of it.
Dude, we when I worked at a taco truck, people would come up. There'd be dudes who come up like, I'll have two tacos. Same thing.
It's unbelievable.
We had a guy one time who, so my brother bought the truck off of a guy who used to sell only vegan food out of it.
Let me get a sidey.
And he didn't paint it. Grab one. I gave you one right there. Oh, you already crushed it? Dude, you're a fucking sighty monster. Careful with those things, dude. You're going to get drunk.
I'm not going to get drunk off sighties,
dude. Fucking high ABV. They're not like those beers you used to drinking.
Shut the fuck
That's
up.
That's fucking fire water, dude.
That's not fire water.
They gave those things to the Native Americans, dude. They fucking went crazy. yeah, so the...
Do a Native American impersonation real quick before you tell the story.
Home.
On the spot, I knew it was going to be so bad. If you ask anybody to do an impersonation on the spot, it's terrible.
Yeah, plus a Native. I never talk like a Native American.
Yeah, Native American's tough. I'm trying to think of it right now.
Whoa, the sky is very good. It's just like an old white guy all whacked out.
The white man came and gave us fire ciders. That was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Cides.
Sighties.
They promised us many things, the paleface, but the sighties destroyed our land. Too many sighties.
They made our women loose and reckless.
Dude, the Native Americans were the best.
You think they're the best?
No, they're the worst. Go ahead. Sorry.
They're chill. Oh,
no,
so
they're pieces of shit.
We'll get to those
they're
fucking
savages.
Boys. We'll get to those boys.
That was on the last history lesson.
What, about the savages?
The savages, dude. I know we covered this. I went on a fucking an hour rant the last time we did it. A week ago, tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, a week ago at exactly this time, I was hammered talking about, like, think how shitty Native Americans had to be if those retards coming over here were like, these guys are savages.
Yeah, yeah.
They're savages.
If we Bill and Tedded right now to like last week, we'd be like, guys, stop. This isn't going to work. Get out of here. Yeah.
Right, I'm sorry. Go back.
So, the taco truck. So, mm-hmm. My brother bought it off a guy who only sold vegan food.
Gay?
So, yeah, 100% gay. And
what type of fucking truck, like, fuel did he use?
Huh?
Diesel.
His car, course. He did build diesel fuel into his car.
Yeah, of course. What a fucking bitch.
I know, dude. Fucking ruining the economy with that shit. And so, like, my brother had the same paint job and everything, and we were parked, we're selling tacos, and this guy, like, was like, oh, hell yeah, man, I fucking love you guys. And we're like, it's our second week. We're like, I don't remember this guy. So we're like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, let me get two chicken tacos. So he grabs them. This guy bites into him. He's like, dude, these are the best fucking chicken tacos I've ever had. Blah, blah, blah. I've never gotten vegan chicken like this. And we're both like, I was like, yo, bro, it's not vegan chicken. He was like, he started spitting it out, dude. It was the best thing I've ever seen.
That is so great.
I've never been happier.
Fuck, dude. How gay was he?
Such a pussy.
What was he wearing?
He like tried to blame me. He's like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, that was a pure transaction,
this is on
dude.
You.
that's what welcome to the fucking world, dude. That's what you're missing.
You fucking Will Smith them, dude.
That's what exactly. It's you like fucking you're. Said, that's what you're missing out on, just so you can fuck chicks with hairy armpits.
You said welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
And you fucking hit him with a chicken taco.
No, I was Jaden. I was the son.
You Jaden?
My brother was Will. I was Jaden.
True.
I was like, fuck you. I'm going to run out of here and go to the bathroom.
Oh, man. The cast is hot, dude.
Cast is fucking hot as shit. It's 15 minutes.